Shalom Aleichem. It is the commandments themselves engraved on the tablets that give us a greater freedom than freedom from the bondage of slavery in Egypt, cured through the demonstration of the Lord's sovereignty over his creation, when he intervened within the parameters of nature in order to bring the plagues upon Egypt. As long as we are slaves to our Yetzer Hara, our evil inclination, that attempts to lead us astray from the path of righteousness, we are in bondage to our lesser selves, replete with all of our insecurities, negative character traits, and moral taint. Yet it is through our obedience to the laws of Torah, commandments given at Sinai, it can free us from the persistent efforts of the Yetzer Hara to throw us off track. The Hebrew word cherut, meaning engrave, used in the Torah passage where the Ten Commandments are engraved on the two stone tablets, bears out this teaching. The change in the vowelization of the word cherut changes the meaning to free. This implies that the words of Torah will bring us freedom in our lives so that we can walk in righteousness. May the words of the Torah continue to bring us the understanding that we need to lead productive lives that will benefit others as well as our own soul so that we can walk on the path of righteousness towards more prolific freedom in our lives. Moreover, in like manner that God intervened in order to free B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, from slavery, may he also intervene in our own lives to give us the spiritual strength to conquer the negativity in our lives that keeps us from fulfilling our potential under God's directive.